So one of my students, she stopped posting on Instagram in September. By December, she'd made $17,000 in passive profit. By March, she was having $4,000 passive profit weeks, still with no posts on Instagram for months. And another student, well, she has 429 followers on Instagram and made 166 sales alone, smashing her profit goals too, just in her recent Mother's Day campaign, both because of one thing we are diving into today. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. Your job is to get seen, loved, selling, and scaling, full stop. And so often we get caught up in organic only to make that happen. The noise about Instagram is loud. It's easy to get swept up in thinking everything relies on that. And while I want to start by saying organic is amazing, I am not anti-organic at all. I teach it and I use it humbly really well. One of the biggest regrets I have in my business history is not using another method soon enough, and that is Meta Ads. And today I want to talk to you about two business owners who have used ads without relying on socials, without relying on a big business background to win big. Because my job is to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. I am not a social media guru. My goal is not to get you social media fame. I am here to get you income and impact and outcomes using my expertise in marketing and offers. And it's time we talk hard about a piece of marketing that can make magic. And today, I am going to share with you some real life stories about ads to help you in your journey. Not my stories, my students, for you to learn from and through them. Because it's easy to maybe look at someone like me and think, oh, but Corinda, you've been doing ads for years. That's why they work for you. Or you have some brand affinity in the industry. It won't work for me, and write ads off. So I am going to tell you the story of two amazing women and how they have used ads. One on a brand new digital offer in a ghosted business Instagram account, but with excellent ads and an epic offer. And another who has a small Instagram presence, but no huge following, less than 500 followers, but doing things like making 166 sales in just over a week with an ads campaign for her e-commerce store, because she stopped relying on only organic and used ads to get her product to the right people with control. Because this is what ads are. They are a tool for getting in front of the right people at the right time. Because when you use the right type of ads with the right messaging, Meta actually knows who has buyer intent and shortcuts the entire customer journey to place you in front of them for potent outcomes and being able to drive more control and growth in your business intentionally. When you start to realize this is what they are, controlled targeted traffic, you start to think of them differently. Just like my two students did, two of hundreds of examples I could give you, but two I am going to break down today. So let me tell you about this first story, and we shall call this beautiful human B. B came into my world last year and we started working on her business and her offer together. She was working a busy corporate role. And as we were working on her offers, her IG quietly stopped getting attention. And this is no shame. We all know what this is like, right? Her last post was September, and she was ready to start getting this product out there in October. And we decided we would just move right to ads and she could get her Instagram running soon. So off we went and we put her ads on in October using one of my easy ads engines. And between October and December, with no posts on Instagram and her first ads campaigns for a new offer under a new brand name as well, she made $17,000 in passive profit, not revenue, profit after ad spend, $17,000 while not posting a single piece of content. And here's where it gets even better. She's now scaled to $4,000 passive weeks while she's at her corporate job, while she's living her life, while she's doing 0 hours on content creation. She's selling a low-ticket digital offer, one I had the honor to help her create. Something simple, something that solves one specific problem, something that doesn't require her to be on all the time to deliver. And she's running ads directly to it. Now, could posting on Instagram potentially make her more sales? Yes, she knows that. I know that. We have talked about that. But what is important here is that she could still build a business with the constraints of her real life around her. She is still building a business because she's getting seen, loved, selling, and scaling with a method that works without her posting right now and an offer that doesn't need her to be on at all to deliver. And she said something to me recently that I think sums this up perfectly. She said, and I quote this from her, "One thing that genuinely blew me away this week in the best way, I had my highest revenue day ever, just over $2,000 in 24 hours on one of the busiest days in my full-time job where I did 0 hours in the business. That realization honestly shifted something huge for me. I've worked so hard my whole career with my worth tied to output and hours. So seeing that happen was incredibly powerful, truly life-changing." Let that sink in for a second. Her highest revenue day ever while doing 0 hours in her business. That's what scalable looks like. And as we keep working together to add even more scalable offers in her business and she gets even better and better at ads, because remember, she is doing this as a beginner too. I just can't wait to see what is to come for her. And here's what else is happening for B. It's not just income she's seeing. People were reaching out to her saying how much her offer has helped them. She said to me, "I didn't realize just how much this would mean to me to be helping people in this way. It's so exciting seeing the sales come through. I'm loving the business side of things so much. Without ads, not only would she not have this income, but those people who needed what she had to offer wouldn't be seeing her either. And even on top of this, again, outside the income and the impact, it's about what this is allowing her to do in her life. Her number one priority is the long-term transition to fully channel all her energy into her business. And recently she was asked if she could take on an extra load in her corporate role. She would have said yes to something like this, but instead she was able to say, "Sorry, but no, I cannot do that." And she told me, "I think my boss had never heard me say this. That's what this business is giving her, not just money, but the ability to set boundaries, the ability to say no, the ability to protect her time and her energy for the thing that's actually working, for the thing that she's building. Her corporate job is becoming her side hustle, and her side hustle is becoming her main thing. And it sets my soul on fire. I have been beside 100 plus women now who have made this empowered transition, and B, I am so proud to be seeing you move through your journey too." Now, let me tell you about D, because her story is a little bit different, but just as powerful. Dee has 429 followers on Instagram. She hasn't stopped posting. She uses IG sustainably and posts there to communicate with her community. Many of her posts, though, like so many businesses on social media, have low-ish reach. Many of her posts have under 10 likes. She is amazing. But her business and her incredible e-commerce product deserves to be seen by more people. So she decided to run ads for her business, even though they scared her. And even though she also felt she wasn't big enough, big in air quotes, she moved forward with learning ads with me. And she ran her first campaign just this year and is already killing it. For example, she ran a Mother's Day campaign in March for her e-commerce business. And her final numbers, she sold 166 products, thousands of pounds profit made from these ads. And here's the kicker. She had to turn her ads off early because she couldn't keep up with the orders. I never want to create problems in people's businesses, but this is one problem that does make me giggle. And she will work on that now as she knows the ads work so well she can expand her operations up. But just think about that. She had to stop a profitable ad campaign because it was working too well. And this is what I want you to really hear. 429 followers, under 10 likes per post, but 166 sales in just over a week. How? Because we were reaching the right people with cold traffic ads, with the right message and the right setup. She did it herself, no ads agency, just my Easy Ads Engine program and getting my personal support on our coaching calls inside. We weren't relying on her Instagram audience. We weren't waiting for the algorithm to show her posts to people. We were intentionally driving traffic to her offer using ads. That's the power of being in control of your traffic. That's what happens when you're not waiting for organic reach to pick you, but using it alongside this small biz marketing tool. And B and D are not the only ones. The strategies I teach are not for one business type. This is for everyone. I have people selling high ticket offers, so a £2,000 package sold off £23 in ad spend. Because we got their Instagram seen and moved people into high ticket sales conversations. I have people driving ads to sales pages using my low ticket offer methods like we spoke about for direct sales, which work for e-commerce and low ticket digital offers. But I also have people driving ads to places like lead magnets or podcasts and converting people off those. They all have the same thing going on for them though. They're in control. They are driving that traffic intentionally. They are not waiting for the organic algorithm to pick them as their only source of traffic, or waiting for slower, still awesome and amazing, but slower sources like SEO or word of mouth. And they are not waiting until they are a big business, because ads are the tool that help you grow, not one you wait until you have grown. Maybe the harder way to use. That is really what I want to come through in this podcast. You don't have to be big to use ads. You don't have to have a huge following. You don't have to wait until you have everything perfect. You can start now with what you have, and you can be in control of your traffic and your income instead of leaving it up to an algorithm. And look, I get maybe you don't know where to start, or maybe don't think that you have a budget for ads. And I want to help fix both of those. I have recorded a free training that shows you my exact 6 easy ads engines, what budgets you can use for each one, and how they can grow your type of business at whatever stage you're at. From just starting to try get seen more or loved more, all the way through to scaling. You can find that free training in the show notes or by heading to my Instagram and DM the word clarity for the free video link, because ads really are for everyone. They are the cheat code to growing, to more stability, to more scale without being always on. Ads are a strategy that's working across different niches and different types of businesses. Physical products, digital products, services, high ticket, low ticket, podcasts, lead magnets, communities. Ads can be used for it all, and this video will show you how. So here's what I want you to take away from this episode. You don't have to choose between content and ads. Organic content has a cost, your time, or the cost of lost growth if it's not getting you seen enough. Ads have a cost too, but often it's not as high as you think either, with ads starting from as little as $5 per day, or how you can do incredible things on small spend, like when I spent just over $400 on ads and made $22,000 in return, which I show in the training video too. And they also have a return that I think is often priceless. It's taking back more freedom and the control that you got into business for in the first place. So if you want to see more on the how, go grab that free training. DM me clarity on Instagram or check the show notes. But I hope, like always, this has inspired you to see how amazing women in business are getting seen, loved, selling, and scaling, and has inspired your own amazing journey too. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.